Happy New Year from the Jamaica Customs Agency, and welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs. I am your host, Dania Beckford. This week, we'll be discussing the Authorized Economic Operator Program, commonly referred to as the AEO program. To speak to us today is Esther Mighty, an account manager with the AEO program at Jamaica Customs. Welcome, Ms. Mighty.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, explain to us, what is the Authorized Economic Operator Program, and how long has the Jamaica Customs Agency implemented this program?
The Authorized Economic Operator Program is an international program developed by the World Customs Organization, and it's geared towards securing and facilitating global trade. In the aftermath of 9/11, and in recognition of the devastating impact that unsafe trade can have on the global economy, WCO members, Jamaica is one such, are encouraged to implement AEO programs that recognize and reward compliant traders. So Jamaica accepted this mandate in October 2009.
Okay, thanks so much for that explanation. Now, how does an importer qualify to be a part of the AEO program?
Some of the main criteria include that they must be a registered legal entity in operation for at least 2 years and having a verifiable place of business. That's very important. They must import in commercial quantities and import full container loads. They must meet the minimum security requirements of the program. We ask that they maintain proper books and records. They must use the services of a Tier 1 customs broker. And of course, they must be compliant with all revenue and trade regulatory agencies.
Okay, sounds good. Now, what benefits does the importer receive to be a part of the AEO program?
As a member of the program, some of the main benefits are post-clearance processing of customs entries. Mm-hmm. That saves a lot of time. Significant reductions in intrusive inspections. First-in-line service. They're assigned a dedicated account manager, and that person serves as the main point of contact between customs and the other trade regulatory bodies. They have reductions in demurrage and storage costs. And if we sign mutual recognition agreements with another country that has a similar program, then those members who export, when they export to those countries, they will receive the same benefits as they receive here as an AEO.
Lots of benefits to the AEO persons. Yes. There. Now, there has been some changes to the program recently, though. Tell us about this.
Sure. Stemming from evaluations by our international partners, the existing program is required to have a security element. As such, we have introduced the security requirements to our existing AEOs. Some of the areas which these requirements cover include physical security, business partner security, and container and conveyance security.
Okay. Now, AEO members are currently being asked to re-register to be a part of the program. Why is this, and what's the deadline?
Because we have added the security element to the program, it is now, in essence, a new program. And so companies will have to determine whether they are able to meet the new requirements of the program. The application period for existing AEOs opened on November 18, 2013, and it will close at midnight on January 12, 2014. The application can be found on the Jamaica Customs website. That's www.jacustoms.gov.jm, and it must be submitted online. The existing AEOs who do not submit an application by January 12, 2014 will be removed from the program, because we're going to take that as an indication of such companies no longer being interested in being a part of the program.
We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Ms. Esther Mighty, who gave us information about the Authorized Economic Operator Program at Jamaica Customs. For more information on the AEO program, you can contact the AEO team at the Jamaica Customs Agency at AEOACCONTMANAGERS@jacustoms.gov.jm. That's AEO account managers at jacustoms.gov.jm, or call 750-3063. I also invite you to visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm. You can also contact us via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm, or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. See you all next week for another edition of Clearing Customs. I am Dania Beckford.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.